Okay. Louisa Glaspie.
Yes. Maiden name Sullivan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you doing some throat singing in the hall a couple of nights ago, and it was the first time I'd ever heard that kind of throat singing. I thought it was great.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit just how you got into that. How did it come about?
For a long time, I know there was some... I didn't know much about throat singing growing up because it was suppressed. Maybe mainly because missionaries thought it was witchcraft. But anyhow, it started to come back. So I know I heard the sound and I was drawn to it, but never really got interest to get into it until we went on a tour to Israel for to show them that Inuit people love them. And my niece, my brother's daughter, learned throat singing from one of the elders in Resolute Bay. She was looking for a partner, and all the ladies she tried, and I said, no, I'm not, I don't do that. Well, just try anyway. All right, I'll just do it. Just fooling around. And she goes, that's it. And she told me that we're doing it together. That's when I realized I can do this.
You were a natural.
Yeah, I was a natural. But then it came with a lot of prayer, because this was a group of believers who prayed a lot
right. For
this trip. So,
you mentioned these missionaries. Was it the case that throat singing died out completely and that people had to relearn it? Or did that tradition still just about exist? Were there a few people that managed to pass it on to their children?
It when the missionaries came and heard this, it sort of went underground. I don't know if they kept up with it, but the women who knew, it was still in them, but they didn't do it anymore.
Right.
So when the elder lady who's in Resolute Bay, her mom, she was the one who taught her. She says, I don't want this to die. So before I die, I'm going to teach you.
Right.
So that's when it starts to come back out.
And when
it was in her already.
Yeah,
it's still in her. Yeah.
And when you started to do this throat singing, did it have any special sort of significance for you? Was it...
I don't know.
Did you feel like you discovered something that was...
Yes.
Some sort of skill or ability that was sitting there dormant in your body that you didn't realize you had?
I don't know if you understand the anointing
mm-hmm.
of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The Inuit people are very close to the land, and they believe in Supreme Being, the Creator,
mm-hmm.
and they're very close to that.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're doing it, they know they're close to the Creator. So when I got born again, there was a connection.
Right.
So every time I do this, I feel that connection getting stronger as I throat sing.
So it's something spiritual, right?
You're very spiritual.
Which is...
To me, I don't know what it was like.
It's so ironic that these missionaries came to the Canadian mm-hmm. Arctic and they got rid of it because they
thought
it was the
witchcraft. Yeah.
But then now here we are in the 21st century and you're telling me that this is something you discovered and that it has real spiritual meaning.
I can't remember who it was, one of the men who was saying this past couple of nights, they threw out the baby with the bath water.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Our spirituality, a lot of it was pure. It wasn't all witchcraft.
Right, yeah.
Because there's always the light and the dark side.
Right, yeah.
So even shamanism, one was a white shaman and the other one is a black shaman.
Yes, yes.
So you can tell the difference between the two.
Yes.
And the one who's communing with the Creator.
Yes.
Is following God's ways.
Yes.
And the one communing with the dark side
yes.
is following Satan's ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a couple of nights ago, Roger was saying that you went to Israel and you were doing
Yes.
this throat singing in a hospital, I think, and one of the nurses said that she felt as if she could understand what you were saying. Is that right? Did I
Yes,
understand that
it's
right?
I went in 2003 and 2004.
Mm-hmm.
It was a group he took to Israel in 2007. That was the last tour he did with the Inuit people. And there was a couple of young, older ladies who were doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew it was something about national mother or something like
mm-hmm.
that. I thought that was amazing because the women, the Inuit women, are very maternal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it something that we should we sit here and try and understand, or is it just music for its own sake, sort of thing?
Everything starts with a meaning for a reason,
mm-hmm.
and because Inuit people didn't have time for frivolous things.
No.
No. Unless you're a child, they're
sure.
allowed frivolous things.
Yeah.
But as you're growing up, you learn because of survival.
Yes.
Yeah. This, I think, to me, was part of survival.
Right.
Because it was created during the dark season when the winter's long,
yes.
the nights are long,
yes.
and the men are out.
Yes.
That's why it's mostly women who were doing this. Because the men were out hunting,
right.
looking for sustenance.
Right, yeah.
And the women had done all their chores because they do all the sewing, making the clothes and
yes.
preparing the food,
yeah.
taking care of the children.
Yes, yeah.
And they needed to pass the time and get the children calmed down for to go to bed. So
is that when they would do it?
Yes.
Okay, so
at night.
It was a means of sort of pacifying
mm-hmm.
children.
And yeah, and it became a competition.
Right.
Because you do it with your sister or your cousin, someone close to you.
Right.
I talked to my cousin. I was just learning all this. And she says, I never do this with anybody other than my sister or my cousin.
Right.
It's a family thing because we have
yes.
the same
yes.
sound. So you compete with other like
mm-hmm.
other sisters.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you know, I know nothing about throat singing.
Okay.
I just like the sound of it. But so this is an ignorant question. But I mean, do you have a sort of repertoire of different songs? Is that the word to use? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They start with the basic sounds. Hum. It's a basic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Another one, I've forgotten the way she taught me.
But are these songs that you have to sort of remember, or is it, can you sort of
yes.
make up the sounds as you go along?
You can get to that point.
Right. Okay.
The young lady I was singing with,
yes.
she got her own sound. She learned on her own.
Right.
Because she was listening to throat singing, and she re-liked it. And it brought something in her. It awakened her voice.
This was the young Greenlandic girl.
Yes.
On the stage.
Yeah.
Do you think she has sort of the ability like you have?
Yes, she's got her own voice. She's. I can hear it, and it's beautiful. It. I don't know what Greenland sounds, but that's the beginning
yeah.
of their sound.
That's interesting because there's not the tradition here of doing this.
You don't know that.
No.
Maybe it was suppressed years ago.
Maybe
100 years ago,
yeah.
and
yeah.
it's just been in dormant
yeah.
state for a long
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
The sounds there's some certain sounds that they do. They were taught, like some of them were created originally by
mm-hmm.
the first
mm-hmm.
Women. The first one that we did
mm-hmm.
sounded like walruses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So. If you want to sound like that, you do it a certain way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I showed them certain different sounds.
Yes.
To show them there are certain sounds that you can do it in a certain way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's answering your.
Well, just before we hear your throat singing,
mm-hmm.
How, just one last question, how would you, I'm trying to think, when I heard you on the stage last night, a couple of nights ago, doing this throat singing, I wasn't quite sure how to put it into words, how to describe it. How for you, would you describe this music? You mentioned nature, is it sort of,
is it sort of... Mimicking the nature.
Is it mimicking the
yes.
nature?
Yes, right. A lot of it started with mimicking the nature. You can hear the walrus sounds with mm-hmm. the first song we did.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are newer sounds, like they would hear their dad sawing a wood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they try to mimic that. Some of them would mimic maybe a bird.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so interesting because presumably this means that this kind of throat singing has these sort of local characteristics.
Yes.
Because, as I was saying earlier, you have this, I mean, I don't know anything about throat singing, but I know that it's quite popular in Mongolia and in parts of southern Siberia.
Mm-hmm.
But they wouldn't have those sounds. They wouldn't be mimicking,
it's their own voice. It's their own sound.
Yeah, a different voice altogether, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of young women who travel all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
They have wide range of sounds because they're the professional ones. One of them sound like, you know, how in the ocean when the water goes up and the gravel. That sound, it's amazing how that, and she's amazing. Like she would hear once and she learned right away. It's like that young lady I was throat singing.
They probably don't have the sounds that you have.
No,
because they probably,
not quite.
They don't probably never seen a walrus.
But they heard the sound, yeah. I think they may have, because they both go hunting sometimes, but only when they come home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're ready, let's hear a song. Do you want to say just a few words about it before or after?
Well, it's just...
Should I work it out for myself?
I'll explain the best I can of what I've learned. Like the first one that I'm going to do is the usually a practice one for the ones that are just starting.
Is this sort of warming up? Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's using all the all the instrument that's your mouth and throat.
Mm-hmm.
With this, and it's best with two people because you're echoing each other, but not really doing it at the same time, but echoing. The first one will start first, and the second will follow shortly.
Right.
So it sounds really good when there are two of them.
Okay.
But since I don't have a partner, you'll get to hear one side.
Next time you come back, we'll
maybe
train up that girl.
That would have been good. We spend a lot of time together.
Right.
So she's learned a lot more.
That's great.
So the first one is like, it's just basic. It's not really deep down growl. It's not in the mouth hum. It's more like in between, like... where the Adam's apple would be in the man.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all usually there. It's hum, 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 and the next person would follow shortly. So it sort of like balances it out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The next one is the one I told you. It's a walrus.
Mm-hmm.
Hum,
that's the one you were doing the other night. Yeah.
So when there's two of us, it sounds like there are a lot of walruses.
Right.
Because when you hear them, I've only seen the documentary of them in an island, and they're all going, so if you get this in a recording and you echo it, it would almost sound like that.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's all... it's not way down and in the throat.
Mm-hmm.
It's not way in your mouth. It's more central.
Mm-hmm.
People have a hard time finding that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the best way to find it is sort of like cough.
Right.
Yeah, or clearing your throat.
Right.
That's the best way I can explain it. The next one, I sort of, just by listening, learned it, maybe created my own way.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the sound of it.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm practicing on my own, I just start to play with sounds, and this is one of them. You sort of use your voice. Most of the ones I do, I don't use my voice. It's wind going through my throat.
Yes.
Most of them use their voices. I had a hard time with that. I start to cough because it's using my larynx. But this one is combination.
Mm-hmm.
You just go, Simple.
I'm watching very carefully what you're doing.
Yeah, because yeah. That makes a different sound when you use your lips and your mouth at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like those oboes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You use a different things to make a sound.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very similar to that. One of the ones that I find fascinating, I'm just learning, is... something like that. It's similar to what I just did. Did I do that one? Yeah. The other way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wide range of sounds that you can come up with your throat.
That last one, is that also... mimicking nature somehow?
I think so.
Yeah.
But a lot of them, I haven't really connected them.
Mm.
Eventually, after I learned this, I went to the elder and asked her, how do you do those?
Mm.
And she helped me. And she said, then she had a class at Arctic College
mm-hmm.
and taught throat singing and what they meant. That's why I'm able to share a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She told me the names of what she's mimicking.
Right.
But I can't remember all of them.
Right.
Yeah.
So
do you recognize any of them? Any of the sounds? Not really? No, not with some of them.
I've probably not spent enough time out there hunting.
Yeah.
So those are the separate sounds,
mm-hmm.
and then would you put them all together? Is that what you do?
Or? That's changing from one thing to another.
Mm-hmm.
The one who's been doing this for a while, like my teacher, the elder, are very good to change from one thing to another. But if you're not used to it,
it's difficult. Isn't it?
It's difficult.
Yeah.
The ones she's been throat singing with. They haven't learned to turn yet from one sound to another, but they're learning.
Right.
Yeah. I haven't gotten there.
No, okay.
No. I'm trying to remember the one that I...
Could you do the one that you did the other night on the stage? I think it's the walrus sound. You sort of worked it up a bit. It became... Sounded like to me it was getting a bit more aggressive.
I was alone? Was I alone?
No, I think you were with a girl.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's that one that I... the second one.
Yeah.
Sometimes we start to speed up.
Yes.
Yeah. That's when...
Is that when it becomes more of a competition?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And also to see how long you can last.
Right.
Yeah. We usually end up laughing. Because we know we made a mistake and we start to laugh.
Right.
Yeah. So it's that... It's more of a throat sound. I'm not using any of my voice.
No.
No.
Is it actually a strain on the throat to make that kind of sound?
No.
No.
If you strain, it's not really throat singing.
Okay.
Because once you learn where it's coming from,
mm-hmm.
you just let the wind take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very... you have to be relaxed.
Mm.
But if you start to strain, it hurts your throat.
Mm.
You get sore throat. So that was the second one. Mm-hmm. It's the war of sound. When you start with a partner, you're checking to see where you are where you each are at.
Mm-hmm.
But the elder who taught me, you don't pay attention to the next one, the person who's throat singing. You just start. Once you start, you're sort of like just listening to your own.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten quite there yet.
Sure.
I tend to focus on the person.
Right.
Yeah. But once you start going, you're on that rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
You're on that strain.
Mm-hmm.
So you just keep going, and you know how we start to speed up.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes really interesting sometimes. Yeah.
Is it possible to do it in a sort of group?
I've seen one of the ceremonies they did in, I think it was Yellowknife.
Mm-hmm.
The two girls that I was telling you about, and also Madeline, with another famous throat singers from Northern Quebec, yeah, all the young people.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were four or five of them. There were three of them throat singing together,
mm-hmm.
and then two more showed up. So the sound was amazing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Were they producing different sounds, or were they all making the same?
Those ones, I think there were a couple who were using the same one,
mm-hmm.
and another one came in with a different sound
mm.
to add to the sound,
mm-hmm.
and then the other two did close to what they're doing, but different also.
Mm-hmm.
So it was amazing, like an orchestra.
Mm.
Yeah.
Orchestra of throat singers.
Yes. I'd love to be able to do that.
I heard, there's a local radio station here.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you on the radio yesterday.
I didn't go on the radio.
No, I think they must have.
Oh, maybe they
recorded it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe the night before
I didn't
before
hear
last.
That.
But there was quite a long piece.
Oh, really?
And I think it must have been you.
Okay.
Would you better do that now? Quite a long.
I don't know. I don't know which one.
No.
Oh, you want to do? You want me to keep going,
mm.
not just stop? Okay, the walrus one. I think that's the easiest one
whatever
for me.
Whatever you would like to do.
There was one sound I want to share first. This one was learned mostly from Baker Lake area.
Mm-hmm.
They throat sing on their own into a bucket to echo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ba, 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 ba. They do that, and I'm still learning that one.
Right.
Yeah.
That's quite a soft sound.
Yes, a lot more. Because I'm not used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Once I'm more comfortable with it, maybe it'll come more with the force. Yeah. It depends on the person, I guess. Mm.
Sure.
That's why she started soft. The young lady I was singing with?
Right, yeah.
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 But once you're more confident, it becomes stronger.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll try to make it long. It's kind of weird because you're supposed to have a partner with that one. Yeah.
Right. Yes, yeah.
I'm trying to remember the one that I learned that you keep going because you're breathing it in, right?
Mm.
But sometimes, one of the rare times is I get nervous. I just got nervous.
Oh.
And I start to lose my breath.
Okay. I won't look.
No, it's not you. It's the camera. I'm trying to think of the one that I...
That one you made just there, that wasn't the walrus sound, was it? That was something
it
else.
Becomes a walrus sound
okay.
once you're more relaxed.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because when there's two of you, It sounds like what you call them, pods or not? Yes. Pods.
I think they are pods.
Are they?
Yeah, I think
okay.
so.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was just the whales who were pods.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
I just have to think on this one for a bit because I can go longer with that. The one that I made the sound, it's very close to. I sort of choked on that one, but that's the one. That's the one that I practice with a lot when I'm alone because it sounds good all by itself.
It's such an unusual sound. Mm-hmm.
It becomes lulling after. Mm-hmm. If I keep going, it becomes lulling.
But what I'm intrigued at is that you said that these songs were often used to when children went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine falling asleep to that.
The ones that I was talking about, they would have the amauti, you know, the outfit that I had last mm-hmm, night. Mm-hmm. The cape part was the hood.
Yes.
This is just like it's changed a little bit just to look more fancy.
Right.
But the amauti had the hood,
mm-hmm,
and the pouch for the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have the baby and bounce it, uh-huh, at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And the babies would fall asleep listening to that.
And is that why you do the...
Yeah,
you're sitting the bounce, down at the moment, yeah. But when you stand up, you do the bounce.
And it also helps with your diaphragm,
uh-huh,
to get the wind up.
Okay.
Yeah. Your diaphragm pushes it up.
Right.
And the way that elder Dora,
mm-hmm,
told us that it's a different sound when you use your diaphragm,
mm-hmm,
compared to just up here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's more guttural.
Right.
Yeah, deeper.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why I bounced. That's why, that's what she taught us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I think that's all the sounds that I know.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a wide range. The most famous one starts with hum, hum, something. And the other ones start to go a different sound. Like, mm-hmm, it wouldn't be echoing anymore. Mm-hmm. It will be making a different sound,
mm-hmm,
and sounding really cool.
Mm-hmm.
This one... they call Chimerulopik, but I don't know the other side of it. Chimerulopik,
mm-hmm,
means Chimer means dog.
Yes.
Little dog.
Like, yeah. Puppy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the famous ones in Canada.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So that's my range.
That's great.
Yeah.
Should we finish off with
gives me a chance to.
It's probably cold by now, isn't it?
That's okay.
What do you feel most comfortable doing for a longer period?
The last one that I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you better do that sort of slightly longer?
I'll try. I tend to forget it if I'm focusing on the other ones. Maybe.
Okay, the camera's not working, so you don't have to worry about that now.
Okay. It needs to be charged.
I think so.
Or something.
Yeah, don't worry. Mm-hmm. We'll just go with the audio.
And I can lick my lips.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you first do it standing up?
Doesn't really matter with me.
Okay.
Because I can still move my diaphragm going this.
Okay.
Sitting on here. Um. that's trying to use my voice. At the end, I was giving you the different ranges, different depths. Yeah.
I'm trying not to look at you, not to put you off. Yeah.
That's okay.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Really nice.
So that's, you could keep going for a long time, and the longer you go, I feel the anointing stronger and stronger. Yeah.
One of the things I find so interesting about it is this mimicking of nature.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, that's so important to your culture.
Yes, it is.
Being so close to living in harmony with nature.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that that you're actually sort of mimicking the sound.
Yes.
That's beautiful, I think.
Some of them are very clear. You know what they're singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can understand. And they're making that sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Louisa, that was great.
Thank you
so much. I'm delighted.
You're welcome.
That you could come. Thank you very much.